Yes, and it's Brenda Donoghue in here today. 51551. Now, with all the talk of restrictions being lifted and Black Friday happening this week, who better than Conor Pope to untangle the confusion for us? Good afternoon, Conor.
How are you, Brenda? How are you getting on?
I'm not too bad. Restrictions, what do we know about the easing of restrictions as of now?
Well, there's going to be a whole lot of meetings this week. The cabinet are meeting a couple of times. There'll be meetings between the public health officials and the government. And what's expected now is that the reopening of all social and commercial life will happen in two stages. So there'll be a cautious lifting of some of the restrictions next week. We'll see retail opening, perhaps. We'll see all retail. We might see hairdressers and barbers and things like that opening. And then you might see restaurants reopening further down the tracks. Or you might see the restaurants opening next week, but it seems unlikely that the so-called wet pubs will be opening in the first wave of the reopenings, and possibly not even before Christmas. But those decisions have yet to be made yet by the government. But it's going to be a slow approach. And then the government is also considering maybe continuing to impose a ban or at least severe restrictions on household visits for multiple different households to try and kind of rein that in. So what you'd be looking at, if you want to talk about the numbers, you'd be looking at moving from level 5 to level 3 and a bit. So it would be like the level 3 that we all were living through 6 weeks ago, but maybe with some further enhancements, particularly on the restricted home visits, because, you know, it appears that that's where a lot of the new cases are coming from. So the government is kind of thinking, if we can just rein those in for a little while longer, then perhaps we can have something close to a normal Christmas, with the understanding that it's not going to be anything like the Christmases that we've had before. So there's not going to be people piling into pubs. There's not going to be mad house parties. There's not going to be dozens of people sitting in your kitchen or sitting in your living room or mingling in your house. That's not going to happen this year.
Christmas,
and that's going to be
parties.
Really hard for an awful lot of people.
Yeah. Christmas parties.
All of that stuff is gone,
you know,
really. And
restaurants.
It's going to be extraordinarily difficult for an awful lot of these businesses, because restaurants might make as much as a third of their income in December. And you have all of these office parties, you have all of these friends coming together to meet. That's all going to be gone. But I think what people are really hoping for is if they can just have anything close to a normal Christmas. Well, then we'll take that for this year. We'll get through this year. All of these different vaccines are coming on stream. So hopefully, you know, we can look forward to next Christmas and next summer as being a time when things finally get back to normal after what has been an unbearably long time for an awful lot of people.
Now, when Black Friday comes around, I actually get completely stressed, because you're there going, I should know what the deals are. Are they deals? Are they not deals? It's like there's so many. It's so hard to get your head around. I know where it comes from and all that, but just what's the best thing to do? So are there deals to be had, do you think, on Black Friday? And how do we kind of navigate the maze of deals that there are?
Well, yes and no is the answer to that question.
Okay.
And I appreciate that it's not very helpful, Brenda. But every year, it's this big consumer magazine in the UK. And every year they track the prices of products before and after Black Friday and then on the Black Friday weekend to find out whether or not the deals really do offer the best prices. And their most recent report from last week found that 95% of the discounts on Black Friday last year were available for the same price or cheaper in the 6 months after the sales, or the 6 months, and then 61% of the deals were also available for cheaper before the sales. So, does that answer your question? In a way, it's kind of an artificial creation of retailers to try and stimulate demand, because the thing is, they put up these big banner prices saying, you know, amazing discount on your fridge or your telly or whatever it might be. But the reality is, if you just take a deep breath, you'll be able to get the same deal on that fridge or on that telly in 6 weeks' time or in 3 months' time or in 6 months' time. So my top tip for anybody shopping in any sale period, and it doesn't matter if it's Black Friday, Cyber Monday, the winter sales, the summer sales, if you don't need the thing, it doesn't matter how much it costs, you're wasting your money. So if you don't actually need a new telly, buying a new telly for 200 quid is still a waste of 200 quid when you could keep your old telly. So that's the first thing I'd say. Now, having said that, some retailers do offer discounts. And if you do need a fridge or a couch or whatever it might be, and you are getting it at what seems like a good price, by all means, buy it. But I do know, having spoken to a lot of retailers in this part of the world, is they hate Black Friday because they are all put under pressure to offer discounts at a time of year when people are more than happy to spend money, because this is the time when people spend money. And suddenly, because of what the Walmart-owned Asda did in the UK 10 years ago, or eight or nine years ago, suddenly they all have to go into sale before Christmas. And some retailers I've spoken to have said, listen, we're not going to do that. We're not going to go down the Black Friday route because it's not fair to us as a business. Our customers aren't demanding it. And then I've come across an awful lot of retailers, particularly small and independent retailers, who are saying, do you know what? We're not going to offer Black Friday deals, but if you shop with us over the Black Friday weekend, we'll donate 10% to a charity, or we'll donate this money to, you know, we'll give money to somebody who needs it. Like, for instance, I just came around, and this is just one store. It's a place called Finders Keepers in Kilkenny. Lovely shop. And they said that they're going to give 10% of their sales over the course of the Black Friday period to a women's refuge, I think. So that kind of altruistic approach, I think, is nice in the times that we're living in, because it's not necessarily then putting pressure on retailers, because let's face it, the last thing retailers need now is more pressure. They're already on their knees as a result of COVID and as a result of widespread shutdowns for months and months. So, you know, maybe we could ease off on trying to eke out the last cent out of these people, particularly the local and the indigenous retailers, in the weeks ahead, and maybe shop with a little bit more social purpose and social solidarity.
You know what? You make me feel better. You make me feel like I'm not missing out, Connor. I know you're writing today, the big G, buying guaranteed Irish products is more important than ever. That's your article in today's Irish Times. It's always great to catch up and to talk to you. And that's a message I think is really getting through to people, and they're doing it in their droves.
100%. 100.
Connor, thank you so much. You'll talk to Ray, I think, next week. Always a pleasure. But anish tashanan, the priest skelta, and anuakta, Lamora de Wallace.